You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Amnesty International data shows in the last year, 165 under-18s were held in detention centres for an average of 2.6 days. This number is an increase by 166% over the past 4 years. Amnesty International says that there are far better places to put young offenders than in detention cells with potential solitary confinement consequences. I spoke to Amnesty International's advocacy and policy manager, Annalise Johnson, to ask her how we are treating young offenders in New Zealand. I started off by asking, why are we seeing such an increase in youth being held in these detention centres?
So I think that would be something worth asking of Oranga Tamariki as well, but from what we know, lack of beds in youth justice residences has been cited as one of the main reasons behind both the amount of young people being held in police cells, but also the length of time, and kind of that when you don't have that lack enough alternatives for young people to be remanded into in the community, then it is going to drive up those numbers.
Absolutely. According to your report, the number of children being held has increased by 166% over the past 4 years. Why do you think that is?
I think there's possibly a few reasons. You know, in terms of numbers coming through the system, but also, again, the lack of alternatives and the lack of community-based remand options for young people. And I think that's, you know, that's going to only increase when we see the law changed next year, when 17-year-olds will be under the youth justice system. This is something we really need to grapple with, and, you know, the fact that the law still exists where it's an option to remand a young person in police custody, I think is still really concerning, and I think this is just going to continue until the law is changed.
Is there certain offences that you are seeing that are prompting this sort of treatment for youth offenders?
Well, I think, you know, there's been some really good work done in terms of reducing apprehension rates of young people. But, you know, that the answer to that question, I think, is quite a complicated one in terms of the number of young people coming through the system. But I think what we're seeing with this particular issue is that we don't have enough alternative options to prevent them going into police cells. So I think for adult prisoners, having been detained in police cells for more than a night is a pretty grim option. But for young people who are 14, 15, 16, it's just not an appropriate custodial environment for them. And the fact that the UN has spoken so strongly against it, and it's in the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child that they need an appropriate custodial environment, and what we've got here is just not appropriate and not acceptable.
Absolutely. And so is that UN Convention the only right that this treatment is infringing on?
No, so there's also international standards relating to juvenile detention, and that requires that those under 18 are only detained in exceptional circumstances. And so I think that's it's pretty clear that what we've got here is a breach of several international human rights standards. And we know that the harm that it impacts on in terms of children can be quite significant. So what we're talking about here is examples of sometimes solitary confinement. So young people being held in conditions amounting to solitary confinement, which can have profound impacts on their emotional and physical well-being.
Yeah, absolutely. Has there been a certain justification that Amnesty International has heard for keeping youth in detention cells like these?
Well, in terms of what the legislation says, it allows an option if a young person is considered to be at risk of being violent or absconding and there are no other appropriate facilities. So that's what the legislation allows for. But I think what's pretty clear is that a police cell is, even for someone who is considered at risk of being violent, is still not appropriate for someone who is under 18. And there are actually really good alternatives options that are still secure that can prevent that young person from absconding or for committing further offences. So we have options of secure remand foster placements, our youth justice facilities. Many of them are secure. So it's not actually a legitimate response necessarily to say that we don't have other options. New Zealand has actually a really good international reputation for our youth justice system more generally. We're known for having targeted responses to youth offending in our youth justice system. And I think that's really great. But I think this particular example shows that there's still more that we can do and that we're still breaching various international human rights obligations when it comes to young people. So I think we need to make sure that our reputation on this is actually reflective of the reality.
Is it sort of intended in the legislation that it's not suitable, whereas it's being used as there's no suitable place because there's a lack of funding?
Yeah, I think I can't necessarily comment on how it's being interpreted by the agencies that are using it, but the fact that it is allowed as an option at all, I think, is really problematic. So I think the fact that it's allowed as an option when there isn't available alternatives is really problematic, because if you don't have the leadership from the top saying we're not going to do this in the legislation at all, then we're not going to see these numbers properly go down to zero at all.
Amnesty International is recommending a change in legislation. Would you be able to expand a little bit on what that might be?
Yeah, sure. So we're recommending that the Oranga Tamariki Act 1989 be amended to remove the option for the youth court to remand young people into police custody. And so that's one of the five options, and we're asking that that be removed.
So it's just an adjustment of legislation?
Yes, absolutely.
Where is the line between keeping communities safe from offenders that do happen to be under 18 and respecting their human rights?
Yeah, so I think both can be done at the same time. So in terms of the options, that if there is a young person who has shown signs of being violent, there are other options such as secure foster care, secure youth residences that are available to us. So what we're saying is that we're not saying we should risk public safety, but we're saying that police cells for young people are not appropriate and are in breach of our human rights.
You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.